V drugem delu dopoldneva bomo nadaljevali sekcijo mednarodne izkušnje. Jaz sem Barbara Cergolj in bom moderirala ta del. Now I would like to announce our first speaker, gospod Bob van de Ven. Gospod de Ven je predsednik Nizozemskega šolskega foruma, je svetovalec za vzgojo in upravljanje in začasni direktor mednarodne šole Erde. Je tudi dolgoletni prijatelj naše šole, vse od leta 1996. Our first speaker, Mr. Van de Ven, is a president of Dutch Forum of Educational Administration. He's consultant on education and management. He's also interim director of International School Erde. He's also a dear friend of our school from the beginning. The title of his contribution is Dutch Catholic School in a Secularized Climate. Naslov njegovega predavanja je Nizozemsko-katoliško šolstvo v sekulariziranem ozračju.
Thank you. Ik heb mijn vrienden uit België beloofd deze toespraak in het Nederlands te houden, zodat wij elkaar kunnen verstaan. En u allen het gevoel heeft van wat het betekent om helemaal niks te verstaan. I promised my friends from Belgium to give my lecture in the Netherlands language, because then you have a nice feeling what it means to understand nothing. Okay. It was a joke. It was a joke. And not the only joke. It is a great honor for me, dear friends, to be invited on this conference and to be your guest. During this celebration, on occasion of the reinstatement of your world famous gymnasium. This is my introduction, as you see. Almost from the beginning of the reinstatement of your school, I feel as a friend and supporter of your school and of all the people working here. And I congratulate you with this anniversary. 20 years ago, you started these schools on the basics of the original school. Director Koshier and school director Jozef Mlakar, they started the school. Some years after the fall of the wall, in a period full of hope and with many new perspectives. Now, 20 years later, we can look back and evaluate what you achieved. And I can say, from the point of view from someone who knows schools all over Europe, and also a little bit the schools in the United States and Canada, that your gymnasium is a pearl within the educational landscape. I am proud and honored to be a friend and colleague of St. Stanislaus, to be a friend of all the people working here. The theme of your symposium is a challenge for me. School as a place of dialogue among faith, science, and arts. We, as guests and speakers on your symposium, are in fact invited to point out in which way the relationship, the interaction, and the potential tensions between faith, science, and arts lead to an answer to fundamental questions. My goodness, is that a difficult question for a former Catholic school leader from the Netherlands? Or should I say, a school leader of a Catholic school? I hope you understand the differences. And I can tell you very seriously that I can't give you an answer. That doesn't mean that I finish my lecture now. No, what I want to say is that I will try to reach the problem out of the perspective of the situation of Catholic schools in the Netherlands. The Catholic school in the beginning of the 21st century, in the middle of a secularized situation. Let I first give you a little insight in the Dutch school system and organization. A central provision of the Dutch Constitution is that all schools, public and independent, are financed on an equal basis. Of course, within statutory regulations like licensed teachers, a school plan with attainment targets proved by the government-appointed school inspector, centralized exams, etc. This produces a large degree of freedom in school policy, together with the freedom of school choice for the parents. The so-called freedom of education is one of the education system's primary strengths. Even more important than the financial equity of the independent schools is the possibility that private persons or associations have the right to found schools. Independent schools, so non-governmental schools, are very popular, and 70% of the state-financed schools are independent. The most popular types of independent schools are religious affiliated, Protestant or Catholic. Some independent schools are based on pedagogical ideas like Montessori, Waldorf, etc. Teachers in both public and independent schools are paid according to the same salary scales. Children attend primary school from the age of 4 till 12. Eight years children are going to the primary school. At 12, they enter secondary education, and that can be for 4, 5, or 6 years. So, thinking of the Dutch educational system, we think of the autonomy of the school and the freedom to found new schools. Freedom is an important notion for the Dutch. Holland is a free and tolerant country, a country where it is considered to create one's life according to one's own ideas and criteria. The Dutchman always said, "I can do it alone," like a child from 3 years old. A child from 3 years old is also always saying, "I can do it alone." And the Dutch is in that period always. We can do it alone, on our own way, also within Europe, within the world, and so far. The relationship to the state is rather independent. The reduction of central governing is to a minimum decreased, with much freedom and own responsibility, what is typical for the Dutch educational system of today. The Catholic education in the Netherlands. At the beginning of the 20th century, after the declaration of the freedom of the educational system in the law in 1917, in Article 23, the founders of Catholic schools were usually monasteries and parishes. It was a task of the Catholic school to emancipate the Catholic nationality socially and culturally. For a long time, the Catholics had a worse position in society than the Protestants. And it was possible now to change this situation. The role of the church was very important, and many priests, brothers, and nuns worked in the Catholic schools. After secularization started in the beginning of the 60s, the situation has changed. There are only laymen on the school boards, and schools are transferred to private foundations. The Catholic identity is no longer the heart of Catholic education. Instead, the central point of view is a vision of education, quality, and results. Every child is welcome in a Catholic school, also the children of immigrants, also Protestant children. Catholic education is no longer part of a closed circle of family, school, church, work, and leisure time activities. The Dutch society is no longer divided in so-called pillars. And the new idea is that also other religions are on the right path and in the light. The school is less and less connected to the church, and some school boards are struggling with the idea to leave the Association of Catholic Schools, and they would like it to strike the word Catholic out of the name of the foundation. Some months ago, we could read in the newspapers that about 20 primary schools in 's-Hertogenbosch, a real nice Catholic town, my birthplace, intend to drop the word Catholic from the name of the school. I was ashamed. But the chairman of the umbrella organization of these schools said, the relationship with the church is already minimal. We have detached ourselves from the church years ago. And the bishop of the diocese said that it is better in these cases to indeed drop the name Catholic when lesson content and founding principles are no longer compatible with Catholic teaching. In past decades, when the church in the Netherlands was itself quite in turmoil and confused, Catholic education was secularized to a great extent. Although there are, of course, schools where priest or bishop will visit, where there are good relationships with the local parish, and where pupils are prepared for First Communion, the church itself has no say about what the school should teach or how it should go about his business. The focus shifted to the individual child and his or her needs and talents, the different cultures and religions in the school, and, of course, the results of the school. To be honest, traditional Catholic education in the Dutch school is marginal, and that fits to the situation in the Dutch society. But still, there are many Catholic schools and many parents choosing for a Catholic school for their child. The American professor Jesse Levin wrote in his article, Differences in Educational Production Between Dutch Public and Religious Schools, an article from 2004, a common finding in the economic literature on schooling effectiveness is the phenomenon of better performance by religious and, more precisely, Catholic schools in terms of scholastic achievement, educational attainment, and measurable labor market outcomes. In his study, he explored the phenomenon of superior achievement of Catholic over other public and Protestant primary schools in the Netherlands. It's amazing. The place of Catholic education in a secularized and individualized society. In our Dutch society, Christians have become a minority. What does it mean to be a Catholic school in such a situation? How can the Catholic school be a place of dialogue in the middle of these secularized surroundings? A place of dialogue between faith, science, and arts. Larger economic independence and a more critical attitude are the positive sides of individualization. But the other side of the coin is clearly present too. The lack of parental care, the vulnerability of family life, a preoccupation with the self, the anonymous life in the suburb. While a supportive family background has always been seen as crucial for academic achievements, the lessening role of home and family is a trend which has to be taken into account. This means that the social function which schools fulfill will become essential in education in future. The role of the school in society will have to be examined further. School is developing into a so-called neighborhood school, which has a clear social impact on its surroundings, where children are taken care care of from the start of the school day till early in the evening. Not only education, but all kinds of other related activities will take place. The concept of the so-called wider school, to give this trend a name, will develop in a recognizable structure. A positive effect of individualization is the increased critical attitude. This development certainly has influenced relations between generations, so between teachers and pupils, and indeed fundamentally. As a consequence, hierarchical rules and the enforcement of behavior by these rules and regulations, discipline and coercion, have been replaced by negotiations and the search for consensus. The question is whether in future traditional school systems will fit within this radically changing society. The worlds of school life and private life are gradually growing apart. One's private life is an environment in which the young can develop and distinguish themselves by consumption patterns and leisure activities. Because of their own income, they can live a more independent life beside their parents or one of their parents. They show less caring activities to their children. Of old, education, however, is the place where young people, separated from society, have been subjected to discipline and control. The modern parent expects school to take up more pedagogical tasks. Tasks which in the past were the parent's exclusive domain. That's why discussions inside school are taking place. Discussions about which values and what kind of behavior the young have to be taught. What used to be self-evident is no longer so. Modern youth no longer look upon school as an essential part of their daily occupation. It has become a partial interest at best. More and more citizens have taken a critical attitude towards the authorities and have become quality conscious. Parents and pupils alike look for a school which fits their personal wishes and they expect adequate information from the school. The school results need to be comparable, and indeed, in the Netherlands, these school results have been made public on the internet and in the other media. A modern school must take the critical consumers, parents and pupils, into consideration. Every school publishes its annual report, which contains its exam results and data on teaching efficiency. Thus, parents and pupils can choose the school of their liking. The Inspectorate of Education plays an important role in this. It collects the data and publishes them. For the parents are not only the school results important when they have to choose a school for their children, they also attach importance to the school climate and the educational vision. They suspect a clear vision and mission. And in the last years, we see the tendency that Catholic schools manifest themselves more clearly as a Catholic school, as in the last decades. That doesn't mean that non-Catholic children or students are not accepted, but they or their parents have to accept the school regulations and they have to participate in all school activities. The Catholic school is a place of dialogue. Because of the fact that modern parents expect school to take up more pedagogical tasks, the Catholic school has the opportunity to play an important role in this. Of course, secularization will proceed, but on the other hand, we also see the tendency for more feeling for the transcendental. It seems that it is again important for the parents that their children are acquainted with religious themes. And that gives the Catholic school the opportunity to make the link between faith, science, and arts. The Catholic school is sui generis suitable to convey values to the youth, especially in a time in which we are confronted with a significant loss of values. This is an important duty of the Catholic school. These values can be found in the Church, in the mission of the Church, in the Bible. But the teachers of the Catholic school should also be able to show these values in their lessons, in science, in arts. If you ask me if there is a tendency to start a dialogue among faith, science, and arts in Dutch Catholic schools, I must disappoint you. Before we achieve this, many things have to change in the Dutch Catholic school. And we can't change it without our teachers. Caring about the quality of teaching, starting the dialogue among faith, science, and art means putting teachers and teaching at the forefront of this change. Of all the factors inside the school that affect children's learning and achievement, the most important is the teacher. Not standards, not assessments, resources, or even not the school leadership, but it is the quality of the teacher. Teachers really matter. I hope that there are many teachers in the audience here, because it is my opinion that they are the only ones who can realize that the school is a place of dialogue among faith, science, and arts. Therefore, my message is, let us invest in our teachers. And now I am slipping away back to Holland. Fala la paz.